USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has cut his schedule to include Jordan today. Following his trip to Israel, Biden planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. A White House official said Biden will postpone traveling to the country. Biden in a statement said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday that killed roughly 500 people. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is hopeful Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio will soon win the Speaker's gavel. Jordan did not gather enough Republican votes in the first Speaker vote yesterday. Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California went through the same process before he was elected Speaker in January. McCarthy went on to blame a handful of Republicans for, quote, siding with Democrats to grind the government to a halt, end quote. The House has been without a speaker for 2 weeks. Another vote is scheduled for today. The top Republican in the Senate, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, says President Biden needs to get tougher on Iran. While speaking from the Senate floor, McConnell said Biden must prevent Iran from becoming involved in the war between Israel and Hamas. He said there should be no more splitting hairs about whether Iran was directly involved in Hamas attacks on Israel earlier this month, noting Iran has financially backed the Palestinian terrorist group. New Mexico prosecutors plan to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in connection to the deadly shooting on the film set Rust. Prosecutors will present new evidence against Baldwin to a grand jury next month. Prosecutors dismissed the involuntary manslaughter charge against Baldwin earlier this year. The film cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded after Baldwin's prop gun fired a live round. We are USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A horror movie shown in a Florida elementary school has some parents upset.
Fourth grade parents in a Miami school are upset after a teacher screened the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for their class. According to CBS News Miami, one mother with twins in the class blamed the incident on a negligent teacher and expressed feeling completely let down by the school. A statement from the head of the school assured parents that they are attending to the students' well-being, with the mental health counselor and principal already meeting with those who raised concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
For the first time since President Nixon was in the White House, the Staten Island Railway is getting new train cars. The five trains that have been in use since 1973 are being replaced. The new cars will have larger doors, displays with service updates, and accessible seating with security cameras. They should be in service by the end of next year. The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, says artificial intelligence will almost certainly cause a financial crisis without government regulation. Gensler told the Financial Times that the challenge is because most regulators target individuals and institutions, not something broad like the use of artificial intelligence. He claims if multiple institutions make decisions based on the same AI models, that could lead to a financial disaster. Today is officially National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.